Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Thank you.
Oh, you.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh, live from the London Podcast Festival. This is very strange for me because we don't have microphones in our hands. Expect a lot of flailing.
Yeah.
I have already grabbed a mug and a pillow. I'm like, I have to keep my hands occupied at all times.
Usually with, like, a microphone, it's nice because there's a bit of a barrier. Now I'm just like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
What do I do with my
hands?
This
has gone from literally a show to just, like, an intimate evening with one another.
That's all right.
So before we ask any important questions tonight, who here hasn't heard of us before?
So sad it wasn't just one guy.
Did you come with a mate? Cool, fantastic. So,
all right, so we're going to give you 10 seconds to look to your friend and get them to explain the show to you before we start.
All right, we got a clock.
No, yeah, we'll wait.
7, 6... Five. You've... Hurry up. Yeah.
Where we ask the important questions, like which TV trope could you use to improve your life?
All right. Well, so, first off, what's a TV trope?
So a TV trope.
Trop.
Trop. What's a TV trope?
What's a TV trope?
A TV trope is like a convention of television or film that doesn't happen anywhere else except on like a sitcom, you know? Like a good example is... well, we're gonna have like six. So
wearing in a cartoon when you wear the same outfit.
Yeah,
every
exactly.
Single
exactly.
Day.
Yeah, great example.
You're wearing the same, like Homer Simpson. Like he doesn't have like many pairs
neighbor.
Of jeans.
A wacky neighbor that never see, like you know you don't see a face. Like a Wilson from a Tim Allen.
Exactly.
Film.
Exactly.
Being in a group of people where there's like a jock, a nerd, the cool one.
You run out one. So quickly. A jock, a nerd, that's it, right?
That's it, yeah.
You know, a jock, a nerd.
Sometimes you get that weird jock nerd.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club, weird one.
You know the one that loves cereal? Fucking that breakfast guy.
Yeah.
Fucking loves
anyway.
It.
Anyway.
So that's a kind of, yeah, they get
anyway,
it.
I reckon having a catchphrase,
yep.
Just having catchphrases,
yeah.
Okay.
Would really improve my life.
Why?
Not just because of it's a catchphrase, but generally you use a catchphrase in situations you want to get out of. Or any sort of weird social, like, anything like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When you fuck if, up, and to prevent you from looking like a big cunt.
Exactly. When you fuck up, you kind of just been like... Just
hang on, can we do a little example?
Yeah.
Sammet, you're not allowed to wear a cowboy hat to a funeral.
Ah, whoops.
Is your catchphrase whoops?
You're not getting out of anything with that.
Whoops is just an appropriate response.
What if I do with a cheeky grin and a wink?
If you say, like, whoopsie la la or something. No, that's awful.
That
don't
is awful.
That.
Don't wear a cowboy hat to a funeral. Whoopsie la la.
As a person whose family funeral you're attending, I'm very offended by that way. So you're going to need a better catchphrase.
I've had enough.
Oh!
Yeah?
So, hey, Joe Sammet.
Sammet! You can't be 3.5 hours late to work every day.
I've had enough.
Of what?
You.
Leave me alone.
I'm bad at catchphrases.
You just respond to everyone.
Yeah, because what are the sort of social situations that you're going to need to get out of on a daily basis?
Well, I always imagine going to, like, say, you know, when you go to go see a film,
yeah,
and then the person is
relatable.
Like, tears your ticket, and you're like, ah, enjoy the film, and you're like, you too.
Yeah. So in that situation, you're like, you too. I've had enough.
And then they look at you like, you're fucked up,
so
buddy.
What?
And you're like, I've had enough. And you snatch it back and keep walking.
Look, they'll remember that and not the awkward situation, I guess.
Or at a restaurant where people, like, enjoy a meal and you're like,
you too.
And they're like, I didn't eat your meal.
And then they look, they give you a look and you're like, I've had enough. And you stand up, you flip it over and you walk away.
Your sitcom character is rude and aggressive.
Rude and dumb.
Yeah. I've had enough. I'm wasting this spaghetti because of one bad encounter with a waiter.
Like, yeah, I have had enough.
Yeah, I have had enough. And that's also a bad thing to say to a waiter because they might be like, well, all right, no more food for you. That's not how restaurants work.
No.
They're not constantly bringing you food.
Some, I guess.
Like a young
cool,
car, maybe.
Cool ones. Yeah. Well, your catchphrase would be easy. It would just be like, sorry, I was born with such a dumb brain.
Yeah.
See, and that's good, because if you're like, Jackson, you can't wear a cowboy hat to a funeral. I'm like, sorry, I was born with such a dumb brain. And everyone's like,
you're forgiven.
You were, so... Not our problem.
I feel like you need to kind of say that with more, like, you know, emphasis. And
sorry, I was born with such a dumb brain.
And then you see, like, a whoop, whoop.
There he is, our favorite dumb fuck.
How long is too long? Like, if I'm like, sorry, I was born with such a dumb brain.
That's fine, provided that as you say dumb brain, you turn and look to the audience.
Yeah.
Or dumb brain.
Too long.
It's good to know that there's a sweet spot.
Yes.
Is it better or worse if we somehow include like a laugh track with it all? Because I feel like just saying a catchphrase, any catchphrase.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I gotta go take a shit.
Yeah.
That's a better catchphrase than whoopsie.
Yeah.
You shouldn't wear a cowboy hat to grandma's funeral.
I gotta go take a shit.
Well, Sam, man. Always shitting.
And even if you're not like, really catchphrase his way out of that one, you're like, well, I'll wait till he's done. And then we'll discuss vis-a-vis the cowboy hat situation.
It gives you an opportunity if you leave to shit to clear up any mistakes you've made. Yeah. Just come back without the cowboy hat and everyone's forgotten.
Nah, double down. And it's like, you're still wearing the cowboy hat. I gotta go take another shit.
It is great to imagine you flushing the cowboy hat at the funeral, panicked,
stupid. The director coming out and being like, there's been an incident in the bathroom. Someone has flushed a cowboy hat.
The funeral
Anyone,
home.
Know who that could have been? I gotta go take a shit.
It can't have been that guy. He's gotta go take a shit. He hasn't just taken one.
That's clever. That catchphrase rolls. You're good for any situation. Except, again, you're not... No, even at a restaurant, because you're just enjoying your meal later when the waiter's not there.
Exactly. It removes you away from the situation at any moment in time.
No, it makes that interaction worse. Enjoy your movie.
Oh, you too.
I gotta... No, wait.
This Ash has taken my catchphrase.
Okay, dude. I'm gonna go watch the film.
Wait, okay, let's do that
again.
Enjoy your movie.
You too. I'm gonna go take a shit. Yeah, that is weird. That's information the guy at the movie theater doesn't need to know.
Because I've heard people saying you too to me when I'm in a situation like that. And you just don't even register.
Yeah.
But if someone's like, I gotta take a shit, I'm like,
what?
The bathrooms are to the right?
Have I guess.
Fun.
And that's also very funny, Zamet. You were saying that with a laugh track?
Yeah.
How about you guys be the laugh track? Let's do that.
All right, so we'll leave him out of this. We've got a great role playing going on here.
All right.
Enjoy your drink. Relax. You seem stressed. Enjoy your movie.
You too. I gotta go take a shit. It's great, it works. I wanna watch this show now.
I feel like you could say anything. Like, your catchphrase could be like, I don't know, I'm going to fucking murder you.
Yeah.
But if we do it with a do it with a laugh track.
Okay.
Let's roleplay. Right. Enjoy your movie.
You too. I'm going to fucking murder you.
I hate my job.
It works. works.
Can we try, I'm gonna fuck your wife?
Yeah. Okay, sure. Enjoy your movie.
You too. I'm gonna fuck your wife. This rules.
It works. Every time.
Can say any awful thing and it comes across, fine.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, watching it, you know, if you remove the laugh... It's like with Friends. You remove the laugh track from Friends, that show's fucked up, you know? Ross Geller is a bad man.
He is a monster.
Yeah. So are you settling...
Unhinged.
Are you settling on I'm going to take a shit as your catchphrase? Because I'm into that. That rolls.
You've got an opportunity to fix that. Everyone's going to pretend we've heard that catchphrase.
Yeah.
Whoa. Now you can double down or pick something else.
I'm trying to think of, like, another, a sitcom another... jingle. Is the show called I'm going to take a shit?
How about
Hold
simply
the fun,
just like.
I'll be back in a bit. I'm gonna take a shit.
I was gonna say, like, back in five, or I'll be back.
Yeah, that's good, because then you don't have to make everyone imagine you shitting. That's a benefit of that.
Gotta go see a man about a dog.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's vague. Sometimes
still
you come back
of...
with a dog.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Still feel like I'd think you were going to shit if you said, I gotta see a man about a dog. I'd still be assuming you were shitting.
Or doing drugs in the bathroom.
I gotta go see a man about the horse and take some heroin.
Yeah. How about him just, I'm gonna go do some heroin.
This sitcom is weird.
HBO is taking risks again.
I'm drunk now, I'm sorry.
Even just
that's a sad catchphrase.
What about just, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Just let's apologizing, just profusely.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
In unison this time.
Are we both the catchphrase?
No, you're the catchphrase. We're both the movie theater workers.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to Double Trouble Theater, where there's two of every staff member for some reason.
That must be real good for, like, for
no,
budgets.
No, it's not. It's double the wages. It's a nightmare.
Okay. Hey,
in...
Enjoy your movie!
You too! Oh, fuck, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I'm...
Even the laugh track fucked that up.
So sorry.
We got bigger things to worry about. We got so many people in staff.
But I'm like, oh, God.
Our bottom line is...
This has never happened to me before. Another good catchphrase?
That's
annoying after the eighth time you've said it. Where I'm like, yes, it fucking happened.
Last episode.
It happens to me, I swear. Oh, with a bit of panic.
What about just crying?
Yeah. How's that?
Weird to have someone crying and then a laugh track. That's pretty jarring. Yeah, look, the catchphrase is good. I think it's got
it's
not many
just
benefits.
It's just
in,
the catchphrase.
In your everyday,
it's just
yeah.
about trying to avoid other situations you don't really want to be into.
Could you chuck it out whenever?
I mean, I guess you could. I'm always thinking in situations like you accidentally, like, I don't know, run someone over.
Okay.
Or, like, robbed a bank. And then, yeah,
relatable content.
And then suddenly you just, like, bust out, like, I swear this never happens to me before. And everyone is too distracted by the.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. And then you just, like, quickly get off.
How do you accidentally rob a bank?
With a gun.
With a gun. You know?
I guess if you've got a gun
and
on
you're
you.
Like, oh, I got to put my gun in the safety deposit. And then you come in like, hey, and then like, okay, I'll give you all your money. Like, what?
No, there's been a huge misunderstanding. This has never happened to me before.
I gotta go take a shit. That's great if you're like, you're on your knees, you've been shot in the arm, the cops are around you.
Yeah.
Get on the ground or we're gonna kill you. And you're like, I gotta go take a shit. And they're like, all right, fella, go shit your guts out, son.
Oh,
we'll
Christ.
Be right
thank
here
Christ.
Waiting.
And then I'll do that, yeah. I think it's solid strat.
Yeah.
Look, pretty good. It's a trope that's definitely made our lives worse.
Yeah.
Yours may be better. Or it's remained the same. Which means you're not doing terrible at the question, but you haven't hit a home run.
No. I don't think it's really changed much in my life, to be honest. I mean, oftentimes I just announce, guys, I'm going to take a shit, and like, that's it.
Yeah, you say that often enough that I would be like, did an embarrassing thing just happen? So I'd be like, I got to go take a shit. And I'd be like, what? What did he do? Yeah. That speaks to the frequency of your shitting, I guess, is going to be the... You're regular. That's good.
Thank you.
All right. You got something better or me?
You go.
All right. So in sitcoms and stuff like that, often when you get... news from something unexpected.
Yeah.
They're like, look, hey, buddy. Hey, Joel.
Yeah.
That's you. Yep.
Yep.
Hey, I'm going to give it to you now. Or me.
Sick.
Or I'm giving it to myself. Either way.
Either way. Yep.
Hey, Joel.
Yo.
Got some news.
Yeah.
Good news, bad news.
Ah, okay.
I want to pick that trope where every news delivery I get, there's good news and bad news. everything. Because that means any bad thing that ever happens in my life, there's also accompanying good news, which is not like real life at all.
But also every good news you get is accompanied by bad news, yeah?
Is it related, like the news, or is it like good news, bad news? So bad news, grandma died. Good news, I found a banana.
Well, that's...
Holy shit, Dusha. What a banana. And he found it. He didn't buy it.
That's wild. Anyway, can we get back to the other news for a second?
Or is it more relatable? Like, good news, bad news. So grandma's dead, but granddad, happy.
You know how much granddad hated grandma?
Oftentimes he'd be like...
jazzed.
He'd be like, grandson, you're my wife. I hate her.
That's still bad.
Grandma, bah! No good.
Bad.
That's still bad news for you, though, I guess.
Well, it's also like if you're going good news, bad news, it could be just wildly... I'm fighting against myself already, which is not a great sign. It could just be like wildly... Like disproportionate, I guess. Like, hey, good news, bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news, grandma died. Good news, granddad did too, so they're happy together in the ground.
Well, I guess, that's a couple of bad news.
Is it
news.
The kind of thing where they're... So I guess, what am I trying to ask you? Could I manifest bad news? Say I only had good news. Would it be like, good news, here's $50, bad news, I just kick you in the shin? Like, if I had no bad news to give.
Yeah.
Or is it like you've always got good news and bad news?
No, always good news, bad news. That's a magic of the TV trope.
Yeah, okay.
And is it always about you, though? Because I'm just wondering, say, for example, that, like, so
yeah,
you get
fuck everyone else. Just me, baby.
Because we would say, all right, good news, bad news.
Yeah.
Good news, you get a promotion.
Hell yeah.
Bad news, you have to fire Fred.
Sorry, Fred. Thanks for the promotion.
Yeah.
Like, that rules for me?
I mean, I guess.
It sounds like you kind of hated Fred a little bit there. It sounds like you're kind of glad he's gone.
So, good news, good news. Yeah. You got a promotion. I'm getting rid of that fuckwit Fred. You suck.
I mean, I guess it works out for you. What's the worst news you've received? What's the best news you've received recently? Let's not go worst news. That could get awful.
I don't... That's a great question. A question that I was not ready to answer. So I'm just going to pad for a bit until something comes to my brain.
All right, I'm ready to wait for you to remember. It's sad if there's no good thing.
Oh, if it's easier, bad news.
Yeah, if you can think of a worst thing that's happened to you recently that we can try to find a silver lining of.
And I think I know what you're thinking of, and I hope you say it, because good luck us.
Let's take a risk here.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm excited.
I'm ready. I'm strapped in, baby.
Good luck laughing after this, audience.
Oh, boy.
2 days before this tour started, my grandfather died suddenly.
Good news, you get to skip the funeral.
Yeah!
There it is.
Funerals are sad.
Funerals are boring.
Being at Edinburgh Fringe, that rules.
Yeah.
We got. Don't worry, that was all a bit.
It's great, the nervous laugh of the audience.
Like, was that a joke? That's a fucked up joke. If that's real, why is he telling us? So, good news with that would be all right.
Yeah, but because you didn't get any good news
in
reality. But if they were
when it usually comes to like good news, bad news, when it comes to like the death of a relative, it usually comes to good news, bad news. Bad news is, your granddad died. But good news, he left you the haunted house.
Yeah.
Oh, shenanigans.
And then you get to live in a haunted house for a night and maybe die.
That's pretty exciting. Right?
Because look, not only are you upset that like a family member's dead, but now you have ghosts.
That's cool. I can and you're like, in my Dad? Own way Dad. With ghosts.
Yeah. Can I give you some bad news and we try and come up with some good news?
All right, go.
Okay, Mr. Dusha.
Yes.
Funny name. You've got... I'm a bad doctor. Sorry, I'm being fired. Mr. Dusha.
That sucks.
You've got 6 months left to live. Good news.
Yeah.
I'll be bad news. Dusha can be... Abzamit can be good news.
Good news. oh, I'm just going to go with, like, my brain went like, you get a free toasted sandwich, which I'm like, why am I all food related? Good news, you now get to make a wish.
Yay! Hey! That is a good, that's good news. Okay, bad news, I just ran over your dog with my bike.
Good news, the dog's only injured in the back legs. He's still alive.
That's just less worse news.
An easy one to...
Good news, it's alive.
Good news, the dog's fine. Jackson hurt himself real bad.
Oh, yeah, look, I was imagining a paralyzed dog.
I would hurt myself real bad. I was on a bike for some reason. And I was not imagining a little dog. I was imagining a Doberman.
Yeah, yeah.
I am injured in that situation. Bad news, my legs are broken because of your dog.
Good news, you have insurance.
Yay! See, this rules.
What if the bad news is the good news? What if I'm like, my legs are broken, and Zamet's like, Jackson's legs are broken. It's kind of a win-win.
Then I just come out feeling fine? That's kind of a good situation.
It's not a bad situation.
It's a bad situation for you. Yeah. Your legs... Yeah, well, you shouldn't have been riding that bike into that dog.
I swerved to hit it, I'll admit.
I mean, I know you would. But, like, say, with, you know, good news, bad news, you also get the problem of, like, say, bad news, worse news.
Yeah, that's also a play on the trope.
Yeah. So, for example, it's like, I got some bad news for you. You got 6 months to live. Mm. Got some worse news. I got this 3 months ago. Worse news. 7 months ago.
Oh, boy.
You're a miracle. Good news.
Good news. You came round again.
Miracle baby. You're still going to die. But you've outlived our diagnosis.
The history books will remember me for living 1 month too long. That's pretty good news.
Do you ever get good news, better news? I feel that never happens.
No. Hey, man, got some news. The good news is, here's $50.
Yeah?
The better news is, here's another $100.
Yeah, it never happened.
No.
Also, that, for some reason, doesn't feel that much better.
Yeah.
If you're like, I don't know. If you're like, here's $50. Hey, here's $50. I'm like, yeah, you already did the $50 thing.
You could have just cut that out and been like, here's a hundo.
Does it work in reverse? Hey, I'm taking $50 off you. 50 pounds.
Wait. That's why buck is nice and country neutral. That might not be true. Go
That's
on.
100. That was just flat out wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've taken 150 off me.
I'm just going to take another 50 quid.
Yeah, I don't care about the second one.
Yeah, like, I mean, it just feels like you've already robbed me.
Yeah, because it's just a slow mugging now.
Yeah, I'm more confused.
I'm just getting mugged one note at a time for some reason.
It just is like, this mugging is he being polite?
If you're like 50 and then you take another 50, I'm like, dude, let me just open my wallet for you because I don't want to be here all day.
If I rob a bank.
Yes.
And then the next day come back and rob it again.
Yes.
You're saying that's fine.
Everyone will be like, here he is again.
Yeah.
This fucking joker.
If you rob a bank, day one, everyone's frightened. Day two, everyone just rolls their eyes and he's like, dickhead, there's no money left because you took it all.
You come in, they're like, let me guess, here to rob the bank?
Ooh.
And then you're so embarrassed you turn around and leave. Yes?
Good news.
Yeah.
I am here to rob the bank again.
That's not good news.
Bad news, this time I'm going to hurt you? I don't know.
That's great if you're like, good news, I'm here to rob the bank again. Bad news, bang! I can rob as many banks in as many shorter period of time as I want. That's fair.
I would love to see your logic in that. You can only commit the same crime once? Is that what you're trying to say?
Just, it loses
impact. Double jeopardy, yeah? That's how that works.
Okay, so imagine I picked up this mug and smashed it in the ground, right?
Yeah.
Whoa! And then I grabbed another one and did the same thing. The last one, you care less.
No,
I reckon if you did it twice, I'd be like, where is he going to stop? Is the water jug
No, that's three times. I do it three times, you're like, I got to get away from Jackson.
Yeah. First
He's
time,
lost
surprise.
His mind,
Second time, kind of bored. Third time, I'm intrigued.
Yeah. How many things will he smash?
Yeah. But the second time is use the dull time. So, yeah, you take $50 off me, you take another $50. I'm like,
But yeah, going back to my trope, the reason is like when people tell you that they've got news, it's rare that they're like, hey, I've got news.
Mm.
It's real fucking good. So like that's stress. Like when people are like, we need to talk.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's always going to be a silver lining. Like, hey, we need to talk. We have to break up. Good news is here's another girlfriend.
That's nice of you.
That's nice that you've somehow replaced you without any input from me.
You're a good friend.
But that's also kind of shit, right? Because you're like, okay, good news, bad news. So the bad news is, I'm breaking up with you. The good news is, I have this puppy for you to look after.
Yeah.
Now you're like, oh, thanks. But you're also like, I gotta look at this fucking dog.
Yeah.
And I'm sad now.
You're not gonna get trapped in a loop where they're like, hey, bad news, I'm breaking up with you. Good news, he's a puppy. But then you're like, oh, bad news, I have to look after a pup. Like, you know what I mean?
And then the dog looks at me, he's like, good news, I feed myself.
Great news, I got a talking dog. Bad news, it's smarter than me.
Well, I'd be like, good news, got a talking dog. Bad news, it's probably Satan.
Yeah. Good news, I can make deals with Satan. Bad news, I can make deals with Satan.
Satan's like, sir, you made a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
Good news, here's your wish. Bad news, I fucked it up. I'm Satan.
Ah. Well, good news, you got it. Yes. Bad news, I get your soul.
Ah.
Good news, your soul didn't really do that much anyway. Bad news,
you're
no
going
afterlife.
To hell. Yeah. No afterlife from Satan is scary to hear.
I'm like, good news, it was going to me anyway.
Yeah, that's all right, actually.
Yeah, you know? Bad news, well, I guess it's not
if
really.
If I ever met the devil, I would be just trying to weasel out of him if I was going there anyway. Though, if he's like, let's make a deal, Jackson, make you the best guitar player in the West. Sure.
I like that you're not even brave enough to be like in the world. In the West.
There's a line. West of that, yeah. East of that.
West of Australia, you probably cracked the top 10 already. There is no one there.
Is it in quarters? Can you do like west, north, south, east?
I just like that I have limitless options, but I was like, no, I gotta be humble here.
I've gotta think logically about this. But then best guitarist. In the West. An instrument I have no interest in.
Yeah, I don't care.
And a part of the world I don't really live in.
I don't
in.
Want to play the guitar. Could that would be such a useless skill to have.
Clarinet in the East.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why are you making that deal with the devil then?
I was on the spot.
Yeah.
That's great if I'm just walking around down a crossroads and Satan's like, let's make a deal. I'm like, oh, best guitarist. He's hey, like, guys, I made a bad deal.
Yeah.
But check this out. It's all right.
The best guitarist in the West. All he could muster was... Fuck, you played those three notes good.
Is that good?
Well, I don't know. Is that good?
No. Yeah. No. I've been screwed in this deal.
Yeah.
Good news. Oh, wait, maybe when you make deals with the devil, it becomes more powerful the better your soul is. So when you made a deal with the devil, he was like... I'll teach you how to play one note.
I was like, hey, can you make me the best guitarist in the world? He's like, I can make you the best guitarist in this crossroads right now. That is what your soul is worth, Jackson.
But there's no one else here.
Yeah. Does that include you?
Nah. No, I fucking rule the
guitar. I'm great. Watch me shred. Then you get to watch a sweet, solo by the same.
Yeah, but I'm going to hell at the end.
I mean, good news, bad news.
See?
Yeah.
It's bad news. Going to hell. Good news, saw a fucking sweet show.
So you can see how that would improve my life drastically, because within two good news, bad news, I met Satan.
Yeah. That's a win.
And also, it is actually a really good kind of thing. Everything has a silver lining, and it keeps you humble. So it's like,
anytime
good news,
something good happens, I'm like, whoop, here we go.
And then
anytime something bad happens, I'm like, whoop, here we go.
Exactly. Good news, like, oh, this is really good thing happens. Bad news, going to suck you in the stomach.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. So that'd be nice.
That's funny if that's how the good news, bad news works. If you've got good news, but no bad news, you just have to hit me.
Yeah.
Good news. Your wife's pregnant. Bad news.
Congrats.
I have to hit you.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, as long as you're getting hit in the stomach.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah, look.
How did that feel? Good.
One guy loved it. It's all I needed.
Also,
when it comes down to, like, again, good news, bad news, if you go back to the whole thing about, like, you get a raise or we're firing Fred,
yeah,
it does make let you know about, like, you know, a bit more empathy. So you kind of understand and get things from a different perspective. Because even though it's a good news for you, shit news for Fred.
Yeah.
And that's kind of neat.
I would be scared to be your friend, actually, thinking about it now. They're like, hey, Dushy, you're promoted. I'm like, fuck. Fuck, that's got to be me done. That's me in the bin.
Or
you find $50. I'm like, I'm losing 50.
I mean, obviously, like, the tangent there. I lost 50. You found it, but now he thinks it's his.
Yeah. Hey, Jackson, good news. I found $50.
Oh, yeah.
Bad news, I found it in your wallet. Yeah.
This good news, bad news power has led to me being mugged a lot more than I'm used to.
Yeah.
Well, at least mine has improved my life, I think.
Yeah, I reckon your life's It's more interesting.
It's definitely wilder.
Yeah. Well, I
improvement is now that I'm like thinking about it. Improvement is a strong.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you get everything, like every good news comes with bad news. Every bad, you kind of break an even. It's almost like a net zero.
Yeah.
It's like you haven't gained anything, but you haven't lost anything. But we're kind of back to square one.
But with crazy extremes.
Yeah. And plus, you have the chance of getting like smacked in the mouth a lot.
Yeah.
So. No, and slow muggings, which, who's got the time?
Just take all my wallet or none of my wallet.
Don't take half my wallet. What are you doing?
Yeah. Again, if someone gets at knife point is like, give me $50, you're like, okay, $50. Give me another 50. And another 50.
Oh my fucking God.
At that point, I'm hurling my wallet at him and walking away in disgust.
I'm going.
Well, yeah, a mugging like that, especially if they've got a weapon, is terrible because that gives me way too long to process the situation and say something really fucking stupid that's going to make them angry.
Just stab me.
Yeah.
Good news, I took your wallet. Bad news, you're getting stabbed.
None of those things were good news.
Which is ridiculous last words.
Good news, I get to steal your wallet. Bad news, you get stabbed.
I hate this.
Yeah, look.
All right, so look, I think both of you have gone far too small, okay? I want a TV trope that is going to completely upend reality, but just for a day. Yep. So I'm choosing Christmas episodes and Halloween episodes.
So what happens in... Okay, let's break this down to Halloween first.
See,
what happens in Halloween?
Halloween episodes? Rolls around, and I know that on Halloween, I'm going to see a ghost, fight a witch, maybe, run away from a Frankenstein. On that day, definitely monsters are real.
Okay, so that's great. Now that we've realized that, so ghosts are real. So
yes.
Hey, afterlife.
But only on Halloween. I got to schedule my death for Halloween.
Oh, it's so nice that... I mean, you don't. You just got to haunt someone on Halloween.
Thank God you're here to tell me that.
Yeah.
Why is Jackson dying on Halloween? He thinks he's going to become a ghost. I don't know what his strategy is. Guys, I'm going to come back as a Frankenstein. He's not. Frankenstein was a guy. That doesn't make any sense.
What the fuck? So, yeah, afterlife is real. That's nice.
That's pretty good. That's exciting. Again, only on Halloween. Frankensteins are real. Draculas are real. That's
werewolves, again, usually it's a curse of, like, whenever you see a full moon. But now you get bit by a wolf boy.
Yeah.
It's just one day.
Just one day of being a werewolf on Halloween. And that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I've been going out there getting bit by as many wolves as I could.
Oh, 100%. Because I know that on one special day of the year, I get to go and murder a cow.
It's great to imagine me in like an ICU. There's like a machine beeping. I've got rabies. It's like ticking over to October 31st. I'm like, just you wait, guys.
Just
it ticks
wait.
Over.
Just
nothing
wait.
Happens. Oh.
Start frothing. Frothing from the mouth.
I guess
getting
it was just
scared
wolves.
Of water.
Sick wolves.
Knew?
Next Halloween.
Oh, maybe.
Hey, at least I died on Halloween. I'm coming back to ghost. That's pretty exciting.
Does that mean that Draculas are a thing and are around?
Yes.
Are they hibernating throughout the year? Or are
they just don't exist throughout
so
the year.
Where do they go?
We don't talk about them the rest of the year. Halloween rolls around, everyone's like, oh yeah, Draculas are real. That's how a Halloween episode of any sitcom works. All of a sudden, ghosts, or when Christmas rolls around,
a Santa,
real.
Yeah.
But the rest of the year, we don't mention it. Nobody brings it up. Okay. Anybody does, we yell at them.
All right, so... I can see the benefits of having Santa Claus. We'll get to that in a sec. But benefits of, say, a monster being real for a day.
Spooky. Makes Halloween exciting.
That's great.
I mean, I just think it'd be cool to see a Dracula. I guess it's...
All right.
That's
okay,
the core of it.
Okay. I'm going to paint you a picture.
Please
so
do.
So it's Halloween.
Yeah,
you're like,
sweet.
Okay, sick. I love Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm going to go dress up like a scary Dracula.
Yep.
So you dress up like a scary Dracula.
Yep.
And you're walking down the street.
Yep.
And then you see someone else. And he looks like a scary Dracula. And you think to yourself, oh, he dressed up like a scary Dracula.
Hey, Dracula bros.
And then he bites your neck.
Ah!
And then you're a real Dracula.
And then you're a scary Dracula.
But only for Halloween, baby.
I want to suck your blood one night only.
One night only. Suck blood. That's great. It sounds like an ad.
One night only. We'll suck your blood. Come down to the video drone.
I'm starting to realize that every single voice I do just ends up being very close to Wario.
Yeah.
I want to suck your blood one night only.
One night only. I shove my thumb up your ass.
Damn it. Don't get hit by a Wario on Halloween. Nobody wants to slowly turn into
chop down hard.
Getting small and really wide.
So if you get bitten by everything, like, you just turn into...
I just think if on Halloween I got bit by a wolf, there's a better chance of me becoming a werewolf. Or if on Halloween I died, there's a better chance of me coming back as a ghost.
Yeah. How is that a benefit?
Because if I die now, it's an uncertain future. If I get hit by a car on Halloween, I become a spooky ghost.
Okay.
One night.
All right, one night, one ghost, cool. All right.
One night, and then next Halloween, I can turn up and be like, ghosts are real. Ooh.
I wasn't won over until the
ooh. Now I'm
super on board.
Benefits of Dracula's.
Well, I'm immortal one day of the year.
If I don't die tonight, technically I was immortal today.
If I get
feel bit... we're all immortal till the day we die.
If I'm bit by a Dracula,
that's just like a fucked motivational person.
We're all immortal
until
the day
you die.
Fuck safety nets. Just do it. Fuck it.
If I'm bit by Dracula on Halloween, and then I cryogenically freeze myself every other day until Halloween rolls around again,
well, you
de-thaw, immortal,
you
just, back in.
You're cold.
Live forever.
So, all right.
Yeah.
A Dracula. So you're a Dracula.
Yes.
So if we're done. There.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't cryogenically freeze.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happens? Why didn't I do that? Well, you're just living your best life.
All right. Hang on. This is why you didn't do that. You're a Dracula now.
Yep.
What's your next move?
Suck blood.
Turn into
eat a rabbit or a dog.
All right. It's at the end of Halloween.
Oh,
you're a Dracula.
I got to cryogenically freeze myself.
Uh-huh. Where are you going?
A fridge.
Good. All right, I'm going to let you in on a like little secret here. Cryogenically freeze a fridge.
All right, so you've put chuck yourself in the fridge. All right, next day rolls around. I'm like, I'm going to have a big glass of milk.
Well, I didn't chuck myself in our fridge.
Hey, Jack, what are you doing?
Simon, shut the door. I'm trying to live forever.
Fridges that famously don't get to freezing point.
Yeah.
Ah, got to go to
freezer.
Well,
it's even worse, because the fridge I was imagining was one in a tip for some reason.
So it wasn't even plugged in.
No, it wasn't even plugged in. I just imagined panicking and crawling inside, shutting the lid on myself. But that's a great way to die.
Yeah. I think that's how kids in the 50s died.
Yeah. They were like motivational
speakers being like, don't jump in a fridge.
Please,
at the tip.
Kids, do not freeze yourself in a tip fridge. Yeah. You will not live
forever. You are immortal until the day you die, and that is when you jump in a tip fridge.
Does tip translate to the UK?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I was going to be like, yeah, junkyard or whatever, because like we've made some crazy
stream. Does junkyard translate?
What about rubbish hole? Garbage pit.
Vat of refuge. All right, so...
I've explained why Dracula's beneficial. I've explained why ghosts are beneficial.
I don't know if you have.
Could have a zombie attack. That'd be pretty exciting. All my friends turn into zombies for a night.
I hate this.
Okay. So the supernatural exists.
Yes.
For one night only.
For one night only. Yes. So there's proof existence of an afterlife. That's neat.
Yes.
But also proof existence of monsters.
Yeah, mummies. That anything that's going.
Mummies, we have them.
They're like alive mummies. What do you mean? How is that confusing? Mummies presently are dead. An alive mummy is a monster now.
All right.
All museums across the planet are in trouble.
Yes.
If they have a mummy.
Oh, wait.
Nail down that suck off a guy. Yeah?
If you were a Dracula, could you try and, like, fight the Dateline?
Yes. Kind of... Live in Halloween forever.
Not how Datelines work.
Yet, maybe close. It would be, like, 36 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
Live forever.
That's all right.
2 days.
Live forever 2 days. Immortal for 2 days. That's better than you. So.
You put your poster over his.
Immortal for 2 days. That's all it says.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you're
I'm drinking so much water because I don't know what to do with my hands.
Oh, I know. It's just like,
I keep slapping my knee for some reason and also twirling my mustache.
Ominous.
Yeah, okay. It is.
So that's Halloween. Look, yeah. The benefits there, I just don't really think so. Christmas, though.
Santa's real.
Sick.
And he'll get me whatever it was I wanted as a kid.
If you were good.
Have you been good?
No.
You're getting coal, a lot of coal.
Yeah, and because it's real Santa, he's just giving me coal.
I feel that's
what?
Bad
no,
for
you're
the
gonna,
environment.
Yeah, it's also bad for Jackson. What are you going to do with coal?
Rub it on myself. Draw on walls. No, because, I mean, like, what does Santa, what does he want? What is good under Santa's...
What is good and bad, really, when you break it down? I mean, what really is good? If, say, I, you know, came across a dog I hate and hit it. I mean, is that necessarily good or
bad? I hate that dog.
I hate that dog. That dog hates me. It's fair. No, but, like, what is... Santa, he's judging the goodness or the badness of a child. So yeah. By the standards of a child?
Well, you're still not passing. You argue all the time. You won't stop talking back.
I talk back. I swear a bunch.
You literally burp every time we put a microphone near you. You never excuse yourself. Sleep in until like
does.
3 in the afternoon.
But to Jack's defense,
yes,
most people, when they're in a sitcom situation, when they find Santa's real, they have been an absolute piece of shit for the whole year. And then for like about 24 hours, they're a good boy or girl.
Could you be good for 24 hours?
Oh. I could certainly ride in Santa's sleigh. You know, he's like, Jackson, you got to help me. You got to help me save Christmas. Hop in the sleigh.
That was not an answer to my question.
I reckon I could do 10. But not consecutively.
Like minutes or hours?
Hours.
Oh, okay.
Across the night, helping Santa. I'll be more help than, like, hinder, but I will be a lot of hinder at the same time.
Look fair.
Because I don't know the fucking rules. Who gets what presents? Where do they go?
Generally, when you have a gift, they'll have a name.
Oh, yeah, great. Santa's like, here's a gift. I look at it, it says Little Sammy. I look at all the houses. I don't know. Throw it in the fucking yard, whatever. I just put them all in a big pile in the middle of the street. And Santa will be like, what are you doing? I'm like, they'll get to the kids that need them, Santa.
It's great to imagine if Santa's kind of like a newspaper delivery kid, just hucking them from his sleigh.
Well, I wouldn't climb down the chimney if he asked me to. That seems cramped.
You get all that coal you like.
I might drop the presents down the chimney.
Now, yeah, look at that works.
Sort of, because then Christmas morning, the kids come down.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, there's nothing under the tree.
It's all in the fire.
Just covered in coal and soot.
Good.
But I've done my job enough.
Now, you did say that you get the gift you wanted as a child.
Yes.
You are no longer a child.
Yes.
You
what are, is the gift I want now?
Yeah. But
what's
you
the gift you
the
wanted
gift?
As a child?
A cool million.
You wanted a cool meal as a kid?
No, that's what I'd like now.
All right.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
If Santa's like, Jackson, it's the gift you've always wanted. I want it to be a fresh... Well, it's not a $1 million note. That's insane.
You'd lose
just a
it.
Fat wad of cash.
a bunch of fitties.
That's great if I'm like, $1 million note, and I get it. And he's like, I don't know why, you're not going to be able to spend that, Jackson. But look how crisp it is. Smack it on his big belly. Check it out, idiot. Crisp as hell.
Woo! I mean...
Tell me that doesn't sound like an exciting... What is your Christmas now?
It just seems to
be... Nothing. It's boring.
It's hot.
Yeah. Imagine a Christmas where, no matter what, because it's Christmas, Santa lands, you get in his sleigh, you go and have a Christmas adventure, or you find a snowman that comes alive when you put a hat on it.
Yeah,
or a reindeer that talks.
That's also all good. However, that's just one Christmas, because usually it comes from after about 10 years or maybe even longer of shitty Christmases.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have to kind of deal with that.
Well, my Christmases haven't been that good.
That's
it's a lot of dry turkey.
Yeah, there is a lot of dry turkey. No.
I mean, Sandra will come around and be like, Merry Christmas, Jackson. Here's a wet turkey.
Here's the moistest turkey you ever did want.
Jackson
slaps it down and starts oozing.
Jackson, do you hear the bath running? Yes. Go and have a look. Oh, my God. Santa dropped a turkey in the bathtub for me.
Mom, Dad, no more dry turkey.
It's the best Christmas ever.
It's so wet.
It's a Christmas miracle. You're there taking off your stuff, getting in there with turkey.
I love this.
It's food and a toy.
It's great to imagine, you know, like...
I hate your relationship with turkey.
You know any Christmas movie where, like, the kid wakes up and rushes downstairs to see the Santa present? It's just good, the reverse of that, running up and spreading the shower curtains to look at a big hot turkey in the bath.
Ooh.
Run the bath, slide on in, slime around.
Okay, something that sucks about this situation...
There's a lot of stuffing in there.
Yeah, it's all in the water.
The absolute worst part of this is I know Jackson in real life...
Just drinking that?
No.
Just drinking turkey soup?
He'd take the turkey out of the bath, and this is 100% accurate. Take the turkey out of the bath, probably wouldn't eat it. But you would look at the bath and be like, what if that's good to sit in? You would get in that bath.
Well, like, look, I agree with you. However, I don't think he'd take the turkey out.
The turkey's like a meaty bath bomb, basically.
Yeah. I think he'd just get in. He'd probably use the skin as an exfoliant.
I really like the idea of you guys on the other side of the door sniffing, being like, he's got a fucking turkey. Jackson!
Has he got one of them turkey bath bombs?
Get out of there with the Christmas turkey!
It's mine. Santa gave it to me.
No, he didn't. We were defrosting it in the bathtub. It's a gift from Father Christmas.
He's making a moist.
I hate you, Jackson.
He's ruined it. He's ruined the turkey. He's fucking ruined it again.
We're not using that turkey after he's bathed with it.
Fuck it. I'm eating potatoes. Nothing but potatoes now.
Opening the door in a towel and just dropping it in your hands and all losing skin.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gross. This is real life.
That's why people come to Pony the Death Star, to upset themselves.
Just imagine the wet walk with the turkey as it just drips on the carpet.
Oh, we can stand up!
I know, you can
move around!
You can do whatever you fucking want! And now we can do like
a
TED Talk presentation.
Thank you so much for coming to the Pony the Death Star TED Talk.
Wet turkey.
You might be wondering, how do you get your turkey so wet? May I suggest you just plop it into a bathtub?
And you're probably thinking, what are the benefits of a wet turkey in the bath? Well, I'm going to show... My good friend Jackson Bailey's going to show... Explain to you why.
Now, I want you to demonstrate quite quickly what eating a dry turkey is like.
I'm chewing forever. I hate this.
Oh,
exactly.
Sounds bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
Just plop it into a fucking bathtub. Fill it up with a little bit of warm water.
There it is. Let the brine get on you.
The brine?
Yeah, turkey brine.
Yeah, the turkey brine. My mistake. Sorry,
crack
we're
open.
A team.
Crack open a turkey leg. Now, good sir, have a moist leg.
Perfect!
Delicious!
That's what we want. That's what we want.
That's the most delicious wet turkey leg I've ever had in my life.
Thanks for coming to our TED Talk and how you can save your family Christmas.
Standing's fun.
Standing's good.
Yeah, all right, look, I mean...
Anyway, where were we?
Wet turkeys aside.
Yeah.
It is nice knowing that magic exists, at least for a day. Well,
for
at least
a day.
2 days.
For
weirdly.
2 days. Except we don't talk about it ever. Again. Like, no. We just don't bring it up. Okay. We don't talk about how Christmas, Santa's real. Keep that shit to yourself.
Hey, bro, it's July.
Oh, no, yeah, go on. I thought you were going to bring up something else. Don't worry about it.
Hey, bro, it's July. I just want to talk to you about something that happens in December. How weird is it that Santa's...
I knew it!
It's always a surprise when it happens. I mean, it's nice because they don't have to, like, you know, spend money on toys.
Yeah,
or, like,
Santa
gifts
will do it.
Or whatever. It's a Santa's problem.
And it's always going to be something Christmas themed. It's not always necessarily Santa.
Mm.
You know, it could be a snowman.
That's
it could be gingerbread man, whatever.
I don't know. Okay, so there I am making a snowman, compacting it all, doing the three little ball things.
Yeah.
And then it starts talking to me.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd feel about creating life. Oh, at that moment, I become a mother.
Exactly.
No, I love it again. This is great. I get to create. My snow boy.
Yeah.
I will love that snow boy for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Then it will die.
Yeah.
It'll be like losing a child.
I really like Zaman having this beautiful moment with his snow boy, and then you cut to Halloween, and I've made a terrible scarecrow man. My baby! Hideous grimace on his face. Time to go strangle children! Yay!
My boy's all grown up!
I love Halloween! Loping away into town. Feels good to be a mother, doesn't it, Sam?
Sure does, Jack. Look at him go.
I'm like fucking cooking Christmas dinner for you, but like, I hate this.
You make a gingerbread man look out the window.
You know, make a gingerbread man.
Yeah. You gotta shake him.
So you shake some little bread men.
No, if it's Christmas time, they might come to life as
That's
well.
True.
You never know.
Is that like
stressful.
Is it before the oven or after the oven?
After the oven. They come out alive. That's just gingerbread men, though, right? Like you put them in...
Oh, yeah, that's just gingerbread men.
You put them in dead, they come out alive.
Problem when I make anything like baked goods, like if I'm making gingerbread men, a few of them are kind of, you know, be kind of fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
All. Usually I get fed up and just mash a ball and chuck that in and see what happens.
You're getting a terrible gingerbread Igor and a giant gingerbread one being like, let's go strangle children.
Meets up with your scarecrow.
It's Christmas. My scarecrow's waiting in the field for next Halloween.
Yeah.
I walk past every day and I'm like, next Halloween, buddy.
You just look
you and grin.
Wink.
Yeah, my ginger blob is going to devour kids, which is nice.
Like, you have ginger blobs, like, he's tiny. What can he do to a child?
Like, in this situation, I'm just like, magic's real. I'm just avoiding it as much as I can.
Christmas or Halloween rolls around. You go in your room, you lock the door.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk to us until
it's like the purge for me. Whatever's happening out there, I want no part of it. I'm fucking staying in here playing Monopoly.
So if you're...
You chose the only two-player thing. Like... I feel like I could watch several video games run through your mind then.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you ended up on a two-person or more board game.
All right, the step before Monopoly was Hungry Hungry Hippos, which...
You can play alone, I guess.
It's sad, but you can do it. But the problem with you is,
Monopoly alone, too.
In this world, though...
Oh, Paul.
But I haven't, because I have so many friends!
But if you were to play Monopoly by yourself, you win. So
yeah.
It's kind
Hell
of nice.
Yeah, can't lose.
Yeah.
Can go bankrupt, can definitely... No. No, I don't think I can lose. Unless there's... No, I think I'm good. Unless I, for some reason, have to pay the bank too much money.
The problem, though, is if you're avoiding all this Christmas cheer and magic, you are the perfect candidate for Santa Claus to come and visit.
Oh, no!
It's true.
Like... He might be the one you land. He lands on your roof. He slips. You'll go out there, put on his jacket. Now you're Santa.
Now I'm fucking Tim Allen.
Yeah.
This
is gonna be like
a bad situation got worse.
It's gonna be like Santa comes down the chimney. I've been sleeping on the couch waiting for him. I'm like Santa. He's like, yeah, shut the fuck up. I gotta find Joel Dusha.
He's lost his Christmas
boom,
cheer.
Boom, boom, boom. Dusha, Santa wants you.
Santa wants you and not us.
Who is it? It better not be fucking Santa.
Is Santa.
He says we have enough Christmas spirit.
I made a ginger blob. He said it was good. It's killing birds out the back now.
It's great to imagine little gingerbread man snapping a pigeon. Does this please you, mother?
Merry Christmas!
One and all!
Just eating a croak.
Yes, Mum?
The Christmas cheer, Mother!
And I'm like, oh, the grubs are first!
It's crazy that you're gingerbread man.
It's Christmas good this year, Mother!
It sure is, my sweet, sweet child.
I love you, Mum! Thank you for creating me!
Thank you for giving me a purpose.
I keep drinking water, but I'm not thirsty. I just don't know what to do with my hands.
I know.
High five. Yeah, that's good.
Just keep...
Yeah, just keep high five. Go on, Simon.
So, yeah, so you, unfortunately, you, I feel you would be the perfect candidate for a wacky adventure with Santa Claus, which doesn't sound too bad, really, when you kind of boil it down.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, I mean, you can just ride in a sleigh, talking reindeers. That's
plus,
neat.
Plus, dude, you can just phone it in. You know.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah, the Christmas spirit, I found it again.
Oh, look, here he is in my hand the whole time.
Present, thanks, dude. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, I get it now.
Lock the door.
What a fucking piece of shit that guy was.
All you got to do is wait it out. You got 24 hours, you're fine.
24 hours after that, Santa disappears.
Yeah.
Puff a smoke.
And then we just
Santa's
never talk about him
door,
again.
I'm like, can't knock forever.
Yeah.
What's going to last longer, you knocking 24 hours or me waiting here? I just go crazy for a day.
It's sad that your gingerbread man dies at the end of that end of Christmas.
I'd have a funeral every Boxing Day.
I'd eat him every Boxing Day.
Me too.
Let our mouths be your coffin, Ginger Grump.
That is a bleak statement.
You are a good ginger gremlin.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take these away from you. All right? You're
all
right. A menace.
You top me up. I want a little juice.
Hey, that mug had candy in it before we came on stage, so enjoy your candy water.
Oh, no, sweet water. That sounds...
disgusting.
Actually, no, that does sound pretty nice.
Yeah. Fucking enjoy.
So I guess that
did
improves...
you like how when... the two of you went in for a sip. I didn't say anything to the audience. I just watched. I'm like, yeah. We'll wait.
Okay. All right. Okay. It improves your life, but ish. Gross, yeah?
Yeah,
you're
good.
Fucked up. But it's only 2 days of the year.
Yeah, it's not terribly long. And there are other holidays we could include, but I feel like that's extended.
Like what, Thanksgiving? You gotta save a turkey or eat it?
Yeah, it'll be turkey related. Bathe with a turkey!
Hey!
Happy
is
Thanksgiving.
Is your turkey too dry?
Yes. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving, Jackson? Splosh. My turkey bath, as I am every Thanksgiving.
I love this turkey bath bomb.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your trope.
Yes.
It's definitely ruined our lives. Has it made yours better?
Yeah, a little bit.
His turkey's no longer dry.
Yeah.
It's no longer edible. But it's no longer dry.
My turkey's fucking soaking, dude.
Dripping. Yeah. That's a dripping turkey.
It's wet as hell.
Four. Slippy now.
Yeah.
So slippy.
Closing
sloppy
my eyes
even.
Is not making
would
that
it be
better,
a sloppy turkey?
It
It'd be a sloppy ass turkey.
Sloppy ass turkey.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Dude, it's not good.
Sloppy turkey are two words that should never go together. Sloppy, not great by itself. Turkey, fine. Put them together, terrible.
Yeah, no one wants a sloppy turkey sandwich.
Oh, no. Eating a sandwich in the tub. Tell you what, that's decadence.
Yeah. I like an overstuffed turkey sandwich.
Mm. You know, as you I bite it, using, but a turkey
using,
pops out
again,
the
talking
back.
Talking about friends before, using Ross's, you know, the moist maker, the turkey Thanksgiving sandwich.
Three layers of
having
bread.
Having that in the tub, you sloshing down, it just slopping
as
in
I
your
just
belly.
As I just sand lower. It just half submerges in the bathwater.
You just hoeing down some of the stuff and floating down. Bit of cranberry sauce goes down towards the drain.
Merry Christmas.
You're like, fuck, Thanksgiving's good. Yeah. And you're like... and you can also just like rest it on your belly so you stick it out.
Oh, you're still going.
Out.
Good. Yeah, sick.
Damn. My belly is often like like
yeah,
a little
look at
island.
Yeah.
Put the sandwich on that.
Perfect.
Not as wet.
Yeah. Just like a little wet, then not. And because like it's bread, like the water will soak up and rise.
Yeah.
But then it'll go down well. Well done. Yeah.
That was well timed.
That wasn't a joke. I'm just going to do this.
That's gross.
That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I'm the gross one.
Yeah, as we're just in our
you
mind.
You stole my mug. That's not on me.
You're gross. Anyway, that trope ruined my life, and then I had to listen to Sloppy Turkey. Mm. So I'm ruling that out.
Aw.
A trope that would be great.
Yeah.
One that would definitely improve my life. Long lost twin.
How?
Because, you know me, love a bit of mischief.
Yeah.
Blame it on my new brother, Noel. Fun fact about long-lost twins, have to have rhyming names.
All right, Noel. Well, nice to meet you, Noel. Is he also named Noel Dusha?
Yeah, Noel and Joel Dusha.
Of course.
Classic Noel and Joel.
Joel and Noel, thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
I'm 3 minutes older.
Okay. How does he improve your life?
Yeah.
I do something bad. It was Noel. He does something good. It was me.
Hey, so I'm Noel.
Yeah.
Hey, what the fuck, dude?
Hey, bro, you're the best. Thanks for coming into my life. No one really knows you exist yet.
Yeah.
Let's fucking
my
keep
friends
it that
do.
Way.
Yeah.
No. Because
everyone I know does.
Well, yeah, they're my friends now.
Weirdly, because what's happened now is you are also the long-lost twin.
Yeah, yeah.
For Noel. So now anything bad that happens, he'll just blame on you.
You just swapped lives.
Yeah.
Alternatively, we both get really good at everything because we don't want to be able to be blamed for something. Or we come both become terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, either way.
I think
we
both become terrible.
Yeah.
You got to hope
that
Noel has an interesting life for you to steal.
Yeah.
And and we'll get Noel on the show.
Yeah. I mean, you could always do some hijinks with it. You could do like a wife swap.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do that.
No.
But that just seems wrong and gross.
Fucked up.
Sure is.
Yes. Are you mad that we're getting Noel on the show?
Yeah.
Do you know how less confusing it would be to have Noel and Joel? Marginally less confusing than Joel and Joel.
Well,
it's not a massive bleep, but it's a bit helpful.
Well, no, because we currently are like, hey, this is Jackson and the Joels.
Yeah.
Or we're the Joels and this is Jackson. If it's Jackson, this is Joel, this is Noel, they're like, wow, the two Joels or the two Noels.
Okay, well, Zaman will have to change his name to Noel Zaman.
Well,
maybe you have a long-lost twin.
Oh, Noel.
Why are we writing ourselves out of our show?
Nothing rhymes with Jackson. You don't have a twin.
Naxon.
Flaxon?
I'm your long-lost twin, Naxon Flaxon Bailey.
See?
That's weird, but okay.
Nice to meet you.
Generally in a TV situation or a sitcom, when there's a twin that comes around,
yeah,
it's never usually a good twin.
No, it's an evil twin, but more often than not.
So, and usually the evil twin has facial hair.
Yeah.
So is Noel a good boy?
Is Noel going to turn up clean-shaven and we're going to be like, oh, my fucking God.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, I was the evil twin this whole time.
Ah. No, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
or is his beard going to be thicker and denser or just like a little goatee?
Well, is he going to have reverse of what your facial hair is?
Well, that's stressful.
Hair everywhere on the face except where your beard is. Like just, an ape man.
Yeah.
Hey, this
like
is
a little a little tuft right there.
Yeah. Hairy this face, tuft of hair here.
Shaved around the sides. Like a shaved pate.
Yeah, that would be unattractive.
We'd be like, Dogman! That looks like Dusha!
Hey, bros, I call you bros now.
Yeah.
Hey, bros, hey, man.
Hey, bros,
hey,
bros.
Hey, my bros.
Yo. Hey. Yeah, good, right.
hey, bros, hey, thanks for coming.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
Yep,
so I've got a long-lost twin brother. He's
18 market. Yep, yeah, go. Yep.
Got to hit those dabs, bro.
Yeah.
that was a whip, I know. Anyway, I got a long-lost twin. Before you meet him, just letting you know, he is an ape man.
Well, that's great if you clarified. I thought you weren't gonna.
I have several questions about ape man.
I have none.
Okay. When you say ape man, is it an ape that looks like a man? Is it a man that looks like an ape? Does he have an ape brain? Can he talk?
I have a question about Joel Zammett's question. Do you think an ape could be Joel Dush's twin?
I thought he was just being like a metaphorical thing.
Oh, okay.
Or like in this situation, is it science? I don't know. That like a twin situation,
yeah,
like the Arnold Schwarzenegger classic,
okay,
instead of like, you know,
the
good genes and then like the ape genes happen. Look, Santa's real once a year. Anything fucking goes. I think my question was valid.
I got a long lost brother that's an ape. Also, by the way, you guys haven't met my dad, also an ape.
Oh, you're the odd one out. That's the twist.
Yeah.
Were they confused when you turned up at the zoo? Yeah. This ape gave birth to a human baby. I like to imagine that they saw a couple in the crowd and just hugged it. You want this? Yeah. Thanks for that.
So you have an ape brother.
Cool.
What?
You know, the classic trope, Noel Dusha the ape.
What?
Ape Noel.
Oh!
Okay. So let's explore.
Oh, wait, so yeah, this does not help me anymore.
How does having an ape brother help you in your day-to-day? Because you can no longer blame things on Ape Noel. Because if you're like, oh, it wasn't...
It's kind of accidentally
like,
led
I saw
into...
his face. It yeah. was you.
Oh, no, it was you, Dusha, because you're not an ape man.
Yeah.
This has led into another trope accidentally.
Yeah.
But one that I'm also very, very happy of. Man paired with animal that is a mismatched pair.
Ah.
Turner and Hooch, Joel and Noel, Dunstan checks in.
And that kid.
And that kid.
Well, like, the ape in Dunstan checks in name wasn't Dunstan checks in. It was Dunstan and he was checking in.
Yeah.
What a great film.
Good film. Oh, yeah, you're getting paired with an ape. I mean, that's...
I honestly...
Shenanigans,
yeah. Yes. What kind of ape?
Orangutan's the obvious answer.
I was thinking orangutan. I was going to see if he was doing yes.
Mandrill, scary.
Terrifying.
Chimp to human, scary.
Gorilla, too big.
Tiny penis. Orangutan, just right.
Just
the baby
right.
bear of apes.
Exactly. Plus, orangutan, you can like put a baseball cap on and pretend he's your son.
Yeah.
That fucking rules. Two tickets to the zoo. Oh, no, this is...
What are you doing, man?
You're giving him back. You just got him.
You idiot.
You're meant to have shenanigans. You're just returning an ape to his family in captivity.
Is this our orangutan, sir?
Did you just take him from our enclosure? Give it back.
That's my son.
Oh, we're so sorry.
Oh, my God, my God.
I didn't realize he looked very much like an orangutan we lost / got stolen by a man who resembles your face.
Come to think of it, you look a lot like a baby that we hucked into the audience that was birthed by apes.
Yeah.
Are you returning yourself and your ape? Mama, I'm home.
Mama, Papa, it's me, your human boy. The douche apes.
I really like, because the perfect thing with... Yeah. Well, the perfect prank with an orangutan baby... Okay, I reckon this is so well known, I'm going to let you guess. What do you think the perfect prank with an orangutan baby is?
The perfect prank... You need... Give me a little bit of hints.
You have an orangutan baby in a pram.
Yeah.
What is your next obvious move? It is so obvious.
It's not really...
Everyone in the audience is thinking what I'm thinking.
I was like...
Right now.
Push it down a large hill.
That is not a prank. That
Take
is just
it
in...
to daycare?
No. You walk up to someone. Someone's like, oh, what a lovely baby. They lift up the hood of the pram, and then the ape does that fart noise. Yeah. That's the classic ape prank.
That is a prank that requires people to, one, compliment your baby before looking at it, two, to be well-timed with an ape.
Also, then what?
Now that's
okay,
it.
Okay, no, I get it. I just imagine, like, oh, my like, God, I want to look at your cute baby. And then, like, oh, it's a chimp. What?
And then you're just like, ah, on the side.
Prank you. And then I run away.
It's illegal to own a chimp. I'm calling the cops.
You didn't catch my name, baby. And then I run into a river or something.
Now that's a good catchphrase.
Yeah.
You didn't catch my name, baby.
I know you, Joel Salmon. I invited you to the funeral. Yeehaw!
Into a river.
Into a river. Stetson hat floats up to the
top. So, look, I got a chimp. My life will fucking improve.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, look, you can get up a lot of, like, you know, chimp shenanigans. Yeah. I agree. I think that's much better than a twin.
Yeah.
Because, again, you can get up to a lot more, you know, mischievous things than, say, with a twin. Because everyone's going to be like, because really, with a twin, it's just like, oh, are you Joel? And they're like, no, I'm Noel. And you're like, cool. And that's basically
oh, happens. He had a twin.
Anyone here a twin, by the curious?
Hell
oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Was
what
one
happens?
Of you long lost?
Which one of you is the ape person?
Who's the evil one? All right.
I'm glad you guys sorted that out. There was no...
So many shenanigans. All right.
So that worked when you were in high school, yeah?
Wait, follow-up question. Did you ever go to the opposite schools for a day?
Yes!
That rules!
That's great.
What?
That is wild.
Well, you're the evil one.
But you did her exam.
The evil ones are usually the stupid one.
What
have you
still
one.
Lost?
It's fine.
You guys already live in a sitcom. That's fucking wild.
All right. Fuck off!
Oh, I'm starting to see the benefits, but
yeah,
only as like
role.
A teen. You know what I mean?
Fuck it out.
Like, because again, as a teenager, all the formative stuff, that's amazing having a twin like this.
Yeah.
To be like, I hate my boyfriend, but I can't be bothered breaking up. Can you? Yeah, I always fucking hated him. What was his name again? Derek? What a cunt. And then you just like sit down with her. Oi, Derek. What? You're a cunt. We're broken up. And then you leave. Grab some water. Splash in his face.
Oh, amazing. Fuck. Amazing. That's well, twin sounds good.
Yeah, twin sounds good now.
Fucking hell.
But again, twin from the ages of like 12 to like, I don't know, 17 or 18, great. Twin when you're like almost 30, kind of boring.
Yeah.
Hey, Noel, I'll go to your job for a day. What, are you an accountant? Oh, cool.
Hey, Noel, guess what? You're in trouble with the boss. Turns out I don't know numbers well.
Sorry, Noel.
Sorry, Noel. Hey, how'd you go with the comedy? Shit, I just know numbers.
Yeah, oops.
Ah,
that's unfortunate
whoops.
For both of us.
But it was a funny gag, though, wasn't it? Not really. No. Who cares? I mean, it's just a voice. I'm
no,
just...
you suck.
I miss when I was a lone twin.
I miss when I didn't have a brother.
So, all right, you've talked a big...
Yeah.
Someone lying.
That hit home for someone.
Yeah. Someone was like, yeah, I hate my brother. Fuck him.
Yeah.
You guys both talk a big game. You got something better?
So, I think I went too small with just Christmas and Halloween.
I agree.
I think that the sitcom trope I want to take, or the TV trope, is I want my life to jump the shark. So jumping the shark refers to when a sitcom has reached, it's gone on too long, and they're like, just throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
I want to get a robot dog. I want to go to space.
Fuck it.
I want to wake up one morning and they're like, you're a lizard for today.
And not you can like, you can have a robot best friend, and it's not a good one. It's like an 80s or 90s robot, and they're shit.
Jackson, let's get up to shenanigans.
And it's usually
it's
played
cool
by like...
speaks in rhythm for some reason.
And they're usually he's played funky. By, like, either a once-was-famous person.
Yeah.
And they're kind of on their own downward spiral. And so that's always neat.
It's cool that David Spade's playing your robot.
Yeah. Oh, you get the whole sad. Happy Madison crew down there. That'd be amazing.
Classic shenanigans. I get a robot body.
Yeah.
I get turned into a dog. Get to go to space.
Oh, my God.
Get to go on like a trip to an exotic locale. Hey, just for today, I'm going to a fucking mountaintop.
Oh,
I'm going
exactly.
to Everest.
Imagine
or something.
So. It's like the 10th season. All the cast members are like, can we just go to the Bahamas?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, fuck yeah, you can.
I wake up one morning and I'm just on holiday.
Yeah.
Just for today. But it's going to be shenanigan filled and at the end of the day, back to normal. That rules. Robot. You're looking at me, Dusha, like somehow this isn't the best answer.
Yeah. I was just. Going to interrupt them, like, when shows jump the shark, often they try crazy shenanigans and then get sad.
Oh, no. They then get cancelled.
Yeah.
I don't want my life to get cancelled.
You're going to be like, ah, sick, a robot dog. Oh, I think cancer's back.
Uh-oh. Well,
this episode's been dark.
I thought my life was just going to blink out of existence, but I guess I'm going to die.
Well, good news, bad news. Good news, testicular cancer, very clear. Bad
testicular? Not my testicles.
Bad news, it's back and in your lungs.
Yeah, that is bad news. That's rough. Yep. But I get to live my last years or days or months, I don't know how long I've
last
got.
Last season.
My last season, just off the chain crazy.
Well, how long's a season generally?
A season...
Well, depends which country.
Yeah.
We're in the UK.
Here you're like six episodes.
Weeks.
Oh, six
weeks.
Episodes? That's like nothing.
I
got so much I got to get out. Okay. Robot best friend. That's got to be one episode. Become a dog, one episode. Shrunk down to the size of a fly, other episode. Enter. Go to the
state fair.
The state fair.
The bar. Fuck. No one knows getting cancelled.
Fight a bear, and then
did you say go to
space.
The moon?
Yeah, go to the moon. Get selected as the world's best astronaut. They needed a schlubby, out of shape dude.
Yeah.
If that's the last episode,
yeah,
got some bad news on how that space trip goes.
Is the advertised? Is like we need the world's dumbest fuck to fire into the sun.
Or generally in that situation,
what if it's good?
Yeah, what if it's good? Because generally with those situations where it's cancelled, generally the network's kind of like, maybe we'll leave it open ended.
That's so true.
You'll get in a cannon, you'll get fired into the sun.
A cannon?
And yeah. Then. It'll cut to black.
Did I go to space on like a 17th century sailing vessel?
I just imagine on the International Space Station, they just got like, you know, just one of them like cannons you can.
Okay, I'm ready.
And then they just light the, in space, they light the wick somehow. And then we just cut to black.
So we don't know.
We don't know.
What? What?
But you find.
What does that feel
sun.
Like?
Yeah, what does that feel like dying. When your world cuts to black?
Well, you know when Dracula isn't around for the majority of the year?
Yeah.
That!
So I'm going to Dracula's space.
I guess.
Yeah. So, except there's no Halloween next year.
Yeah.
But when I get renewed.
Oh!
If I get renewed.
I guess it aims towards Earth and fires you back home.
Netflix picks up your life 20 years from now.
I have clearly aged.
Yeah.
But we're trying to act like no time has passed.
They've recast your son. Things
your robot
best friend. My son? Who was playing my son now?
David Spade.
It's weird that in the sitcom that is my life, David Spade plays my son and my robot best friend.
That's kind of sad, you know what I mean?
Is that like the highest brand actor we can get? So we're like, put him in every role.
Put him in every role.
Make him Jackson.
He's so versatile.
He's 20 years Jackson Senior. Dirt? Let's get him in there.
Amazing
playing his
actor.
Baby boy.
Such acting chops.
Yeah, look.
So your life's wild, then ends.
Yeah, this was great until I found out I had to die at the end.
Yeah.
You lived your last years like a firework.
Yeah.
Exciting. No longer exists.
I feel like that's the big explosion.
Exciting.
I mean, it depends.
Big finish.
No longer exists.
How do you go out? Do you go out with a bang or with a whimper? What kind of cancellation do you get?
I don't know.
Do you get prepared? You know what's happening?
No.
Oh.
It's out of the blue.
Oh.
So that's a whimper, Joel Zeman.
Is there a next episode? Cancelled mid-season, they say.
It's so sad my life was cancelled mid-season.
That just seems
like an... So many plot threads that are just never going to get to explore.
See, that just seems
check
like
the
an
forums.
Aneurysm.
No one cares. Everyone's like, how does Firefly end? Oh, yeah, Jackson Bale. Nah.
Nah. What are the implications of his life? Who gives a shit? Oh.
Talk about a Star War.
Look. Fun shenanigans for a good
six weeks. Well, I died at the end. So.
Yeah, but Jack, for that 6 weeks, you truly lived.
Sort of.
Except...
And again, Jack, you're always immortal until your day you're
that's
not.
True.
So
I'm just going to hope in the Halloween episode I get bit by a Dracula.
Yeah.
And then cryogenically freeze myself. I don't know what we've done to time and space.
But something.
Yeah, because like, when am I coming? Anyway, it's become too much for my brain.
Yeah,
living those last moments.
So look, I mean, it's nice. You have improved your life.
Yeah.
For a brief moment.
Yeah.
You were a shining star, then you were snuffed out.
Yeah.
So I think the best TV trope to really have to really improve my life is just to return everything to the status quo.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know this, like The Simpsons is a very good example of this, is that wacky hijinks will happen, an adventure happens, but at the end... It's all the same.
It's all back to
normal. Doesn't matter. No consequences, no lessons learned, and I went on that wacky space adventure. I don't get to die in the vacuum of space.
I don't get to die is not a good way of selling something.
I'm liking this no lessons learned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That rules.
Well, that's funny because you're picking a TV trope that basically applies to our life. When was the last time you learned a lesson?
I don't know. I don't know if I ever have.
I refuse
to. It's frustrating. As a man who has tried to teach you lessons, I can confirm one.
They just bounce up.
Yeah.
Look, again,
I'm Teflon
as his former
lessons.
Educator, give up.
Teflon to lessons.
I'm not going
to
learn
nothing
shit.
Sticks.
Yeah.
Jackson, you flooded the bathroom again.
Sure did. Good night.
Jackson, we're running late. You probably don't have time for a shower.
Sure did. Good night.
That's my catchphrase. Bad to throw out early in the morning, because then I have to go to bed.
So, yeah, I think that's a lovely kind of situation. Like, anything you can do, anything that happens in your life, because you can still go wacky adventures like if you were jumping the shark, but at the end of the day...
So say that dog I hate from earlier. If I kill that dog...
Yeah.
At the end of the episode, the dog's alive again, yeah?
Yeah.
Start of next episode.
Start of next episode. So I got the consequences. That episode is a dark finish. And everyone's like, Jesus, in the next episode, I hope they address... No? Okay, cool.
No, the dog would still be dead, unfortunately.
But no one would care.
But no one would care, and you wouldn't get in trouble.
I've come out on top.
I mean, I guess.
That dog I hated is gone. I don't know what the dog did to make me hate it. I've never hated a dog before, but damn.
Damn, do I hate this one dog.
I hate this dog.
This hypothetical fucking dog.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm trying to think of the things in my life that I would like to go back to. Does that mean in this world I have both testicles still?
I don't see why not.
I liked some... What? That was good.
Jackson only has one ball.
I got
ball.
One ball. It's, you know...
A pig stepped on it and he got cancer.
A pig stood on my ball, gave me cancer. It's a whole thing.
This was years ago. He's fine now.
I'm good now. I'm great.
He had
fake
chemo.
Ball.
It was good.
Don't
now
even worry
thick
about
semen.
It.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But that means that I would have... Oh, but would
well,
I? Or is
no.
that like a permanent
but again,
change?
Again, there is some things that last.
Yeah.
But again, it doesn't really affect your day-to-day life.
You'd have cancer, you'd lose a ball, but there would never be a scare of it coming back.
Yeah, that's true.
Both the ball and your cancer.
Yeah. That's something
that's
I've not
terrifying.
Been scared about till right now.
Imagine one day you woke up like, oh, there's three.
Oh, my God.
He's got a fake one.
Fake, yeah.
How long till I notice? That's the question.
If I had a third testicle randomly, I would notice instantly.
I just don't think I'd be able to tell
really,
the
yeah,
difference
I don't play
in
with
light.
My balls that much. I wouldn't notice
yeah.
that. Nah.
Put it this way, JD. When my testicle swelled to the size of a goose egg from the cancer, I didn't notice till I went to piss and had a look. So
yeah,
I couldn't
like,
feel
again,
it.
Again, when I had like a little tag thing and my testicle also swelled up the size of a goose egg, I didn't notice until it hurt and I went to take a piss.
Yeah.
Well, when exactly the same thing had happened to me when I was a teenager,
yeah.
I also didn't notice till I pissed, but that was pretty quickly.
The pissing or the noticing?
Both.
So, like, again, it depends, like, how big the newie that
I just don't think
existence.
I'd notice. I don't think I'd notice. If my fake one became real, wouldn't notice either.
Well, yeah.
You'd get nerve endings again.
Yeah, that'd be strange. Right now it feels odd. That was a good motion.
So you know when you do this and you're only feeling it from your hand point of view?
Yeah.
You'll feel it also from your ball point of view.
Yeah,
again.
It feels weird when
oh,
you get a fake testicle in there. Yeah.
This episode's had it all.
Yeah, look, maybe we should bring it back to the status quo.
Yes. And there you go. Back to the start. It's
as though
all clear. A clear
we
slate,
never spoke
basically.
About killing
everything
a dog
is...
or touching my balls.
No,
you know?
That never happened. Back to the start.
Back to the beginning again.
Exactly. It just keeps happening over and over again. And the wacky hijinks never stop.
Yeah, I think that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard to pick which TV trope that we've gone with is the best to improve our life.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I brought 350 to 400 of my closest friends.
Oh, hey.
Thanks for coming, everyone.
I love that if, like, a bunch of you wave, then that would be cool.
We saw the wave, though, so don't feel dumb.
Yeah.
So, we're going to try something out, and you guys get to vote for whichever one you think was the best. We'll all pick one because we went through two each. Which one are you going with?
I'm going to go status quo.
All right, I'm going to go with... Ape friend.
A real Halloween.
All right. And the way that we're going to get you to do this, to vote, is I'm going to point to each of us, and I will count down from three, and on that, you will then have to say, yes, this is the trope I vote for.
So, we're just going to do a bit of a demo run.
Yeah,
because you'd
practice.
Be surprised at how many places fuck this up.
Yeah.
All of them, especially Birmingham.
Poof. Oh, do they fuck it up hard. Yeah, you did. So very simple. 3, 2, 1.
Yes, it is the trope I
vote for. Oh,
sweet.
That's great.
Spot on. First go.
A
well
choir.
Done. Well done. Well done.
A choir of angels.
All right. So, first.
We'll go with Halloween. Halloween exists for a day.
Yes, a
somebody yelled out yes,
you.
That rules. Yes, thank God they're starting with Jackson.
Three, two, one.
Yes, this is the trope I'm
going for. All
right. We are in all sorts of trouble, here.
Everyone wants a real drag show, exactly. Baby.
Returning to the status quo. You have your wacky shenanigans, but then they doesn't really matter. Yeah. Three, two, one.
Yes, this is
a smattering.
It sounded
smattering
like about a classroom's
a little
worth.
Bit of a classroom's worth.
That was like, good morning, class. Good morning, Mr. Doucher.
Yeah, it was said with that tone. Like, I have to say this every day. I'm putting in as little effort as I can.
Having a new ape best friend for shenanigans. Three, two, one.
Yes!
I would say disqualified because someone fucked up.
Why was it my group decided to just go nuts? Everyone was like, perfect. And then, oh, Dusha, perfect. Ah!
I fucking love apes, that one. Fuck yes, ape. I think the ape won. I think the ape won.
Well, the ape definitely had the most screaming, which famously is a
that's
way
how you win. Yeah.
I mean, that's how apes win.
The more screams,
that's when it's me v an ape, and I'm like, all right, ape, let's square up. And it screams in my face. I'm like, ape, you win.
You
ape.
Win. It's yours, ape.
Well,
you can have my beef sandwich. I figured that's what we're fighting for.
Yeah, it's good.
And when else is an ape going to eat a cow?
Never.
Never.
It's just a rare thing to happen.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
And I've been Joel who fed an ape.
And I've been Jackson who didn't but wished he did.
And you've been the London Podcast Festival.
Where's Tom? Where's Tom? What the fuck?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.